Okay. And what do you call the shelf over the fireplace?
A mantle.
And what about the things that the logs rest on inside the fireplace?
And irons.
And what do you call small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
And is there another name for particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into splinters?
Lightwood.
Okay, and what do you call a place with rod and hangers for hanging clothes?
Closet.
Okay, is there anything, do you call it anything different if it's movable?
Pardon?
Do you call it something different if it's movable?
A wardrobe, probably. Mm-hmm.
And what do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house?
I can't think. Weatherboarding.
Okay. And what do you call the covered area at the front or side of a house where chairs are placed?
Piazza or veranda.
Okay. And what do you call a small one like this that often doesn't have a roof?
Patio.
Would you ever call it a porch or stoop or something like that?
Yes. Porch.
And what do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where cows are enclosed before
pasture.
Milking? Is that the same as where they put them just before being milked?
Well, I would imagine. Cow pen?
Cow pen. Mm-hmm. And what do you call a wall or a fence made of rocks or stones?
A what?
A wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones.
Well, it could be a fence.
Mm-hmm. Call it
entrance.
A stone fence or a rock
stone fence.
Stone fence.
Mm-hmm. Drive. Or that's all right.
Okay. And what do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top, about this big, that you carry milk or water in?
Buckets, a pail.
Okay. Is there any difference if it's made out of metal?
Any what?
Any difference in what you would call it if it's made out of metal?
I don't think so.
Okay. And what do you call the heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Skillet.
And what do you call the thing at the kitchen sink where water comes out and you turn it on and off?
Faucets. Taps.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the same thing on a barrel?
On a what?
On a barrel.
Faucet.
Okay. And if it's out in the yard, what would you call it?
Spigot.
And when you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put into to carry them home?
Paper bag, a box,
okay.
Cotton.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call a large bag of loosely woven cloth that you might carry a sack of potatoes or 100 pounds of them, a big one?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's still a bag.
A bag, uh-huh. Would you ever call it a sack or
yes.
A burlap bag?
Or? Burlap.
Okay, and what do you call a small musical instrument about this big that you put up
to your mouth? Harmonica.
Uh-huh. And what about one that it has a prong and you pick it?
Oh, juice harp, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've never learned how to play one of those.
No.